I feel like everybody's a fan of James Harden, just like everybody is a fan of Steph Curry.
Right.
And with James Harden not having to deal with that kind of adversity, all those haters,
right,
all that, this guy is this and this, and all those tweets, yeah, all those Instagram memes. I mean, LeBron took a hefty load.
Yeah, he did.
And he's still, in my opinion, humble, if not more humble, than James Harden. I feel like James Harden walks around like his shit don't stink.
Yeah.
Bottom line. And he knows how good he is. And that's not a bad thing, especially when you're a coach. You want that killer on your team. But I can see the difference in their attitude. I can see their difference just by the way they carry themselves.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you go through a gauntlet, you're going to be different than the guy that didn't go through the gauntlet, right, you know? So,
right.
James Harden hasn't got that, you know, and when he left OKC, nobody hated on him.
Right.
You're a sixth man, you're going to become the man. Yeah, LeBron James got all that heat when he left Cleveland.
Everything.
All of it.
And then he got more when he left Miami. He got, on both sides, no matter what team he left or stayed on, people burned his jerseys. You gotta feel a certain way when you're seeing that shit on. You're like, come on, man. That's true,
but you left.
And then you turn on the TV and all they're talking about is hate on you. Yeah. You're like, man, there's only so much an individual can take. Fuck it, I'm gonna go work out. I'm gonna go make myself better.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's tough, man. It's definitely tough. I mean, LeBron, I mean, I'm sure he knows his shit don't stink, too. I'm not saying he's like super humble dude. I mean, they call himself fucking King James.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not very humble. But at the same time, I feel like he's probably more of a fun teammate to have than like a James Harden or a Kobe.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had Kobe on my team, I would always be afraid to fuck up. Yeah, I'd be like, all right, man. No. Oh, shit. I did a turnover. Man, it's over. I'm done.
Yeah, dude.
Whereas if you did that on LeBron's team, he'll clap, dude. He'll be like, hey, man, don't trip, dog. Next time, just pass it to me, bro. MVP race. You tell me who you got, man. You tell me who you got.
Well, more games like this is LeBron for sure.
Oh, yeah.
More especially games like this. Especially
if he's whipping on the West.
But
hey, James Harden's on a 9-game win streak.
Yeah, dude, and the East never impressed me, dude. Never impressed me. That's why I was never really a big LeBron hater. I was always a Kobe guy.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't about that super hype. You know what I mean? Like,
right, right.
Like, he's great, dude. Like, basketball-wise, like I said earlier, top 3-4 greatest ever. No question. But to hype him up like 7 straight championships, bro, you're in the weakest East ever, ever.
I know, it's not like they're playing the bad boy Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, man,
they're not playing the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, bro, it is weak out there, dude. It is pretty weak.
It is pretty
weak. And it's almost like you can't even talk about the Celtics or maybe even the Raptors as a potential like opponent out there. Yeah. Like those are your two next ups.
Yeah,
but it's those two are like even C's compared to the A of LeBron James.
Right, exactly.
It's like playing rookie mode in Madden, is what I keep saying.
Against someone in all Madden?
Yeah, and then you finally get to the championship, and this dude's been playing all Madden the whole fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
This dude is ready to whoop your ass, dude. Yeah, so,
exactly.
I don't know, man. LeBron, one of the greatest ever, but, you know, all these championships he's going to, dude, he's getting that Disneyland fast pass to the front, dude, like every fucking year. So, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man.
Big threes and everything.
I'm excited.
Big threes and everything, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Big threes and yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're not only a big three, they had Ray Allen, dog. Saved his ass. Yeah,
big four.
The big four, bro. Saved your ass.
That one shot changed everything. It changed his entire legacy, bro.
Oh, yeah. That changed, yeah.
If you would have, if Ray Allen missed that shot, LeBron's legacy is...
Who knows? That's an alternate reality right there. That's an alternate reality because his mentality could have broken. Ooh. It could have broken at that point and just been like, I'm done. Dude,
I just remember the shit talk would have been at the maximum it's ever been.
For LeBron the memes were ready with the crying face. The LeBron crying face, the LeBron cramping. All those memes were ready to rock and roll. They were ready to hit send as soon as he missed. But as soon as he made it, fuck, they got to discard that.
Dude, that's probably like one of my favorite moments in basketball history, dude.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a huge Laker fan and went through, you know, the 5 championships.
Yeah.
That shot, I just remember watching that game.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe it. And I was with some true hardcore basketball fans.
Yeah.
Which I love to watch a game like that with real fans.
Right.
I was also with my lady. And she didn't get it, dude. It was hilarious.
Just like, what?
Yeah, she was like, oh, big deal, you know? I'm like, dude, I was like, babe, this is history, you know? Yeah. Like, okay, cool, you know? Like,
yeah. I know for sure there's one guy who will never forget that Ray Allen shot, and it's Tim Duncan.
Oh, man.
He missed a layup on the other end to win the game.
Oh, man.
He was, and I know for a fact, when you watch that replay, look at Tim Duncan, watch Ray Allen shoot the ball, and just follow the ball with his eyes of worry. Like, no, and he knew it. He knew it. Just in his heart, he knew it. Like, oh no, I gave him another opportunity. Damn. That's all it took.
I remember.
It went in.
I remember that. It was like a scoop shot on the other end.
Layup. It was a layup. Yeah. He had it. And it dribbled in and out. Oh. It was an in and out. It hit the rim twice, came out, and that was the game. That was the clutch factor of the game.
Man, I was rooting for San Antonio so hard in that game.
And that's tough to do as a Laker fan.
Like, it is. Man, what really excites me about the weekend is everything going on in L.A., man. Oh, like, wow. Yeah. Can we talk about the pilgrimage to the new Mecca?
Woo, let's get it. Los Angeles, if you're not in L.A. this weekend, man, just look at our Instagram so that way you can stay in touch that way.
Yeah, we're going to be live. We're going to be getting interviews with everybody. People are flying in. You know, you got Filet just touched down in L.A. Nightwing coming out to L.A. Hopefully we see Lethal Shooter out here. You know, we got Baron Davis running multiple events. We got the Adidas warehouse in Venice.
The Drew
Beach,
League.
Drew League.
We got Venice Beach.
Man.
Everybody's popping. We got our homies Art Mob, Kistradamus, Victor Woo! Solomon, California. All these dope-ass artistic
creative individuals. Events.
Everything's going down. I mean, it's cracking. And it starts tomorrow on a Thursday. It's going to be a four-day weekend of shit. This is crazy.
Man. I can't wait. I think it marks the transformation of the Meccas of basketball, man. I truly believe